Celebrating the connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio, featuring veterinarian Dr. Debbie White, groomer Joey Villani, news director Lori Brooks. And now, from the Red Barn Studios, here are your hosts, Hal Abrams and Judy Francis.
Oh, welcome, my friend. Okay, it's look at my arm there, Judy. Look at the hair standing up on my arm.
Wow, you're very excited.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a milestone in Animal Radio history. Today is our Animal Radio finale. Two decades, we conclude production today, and it's our last show. But we're going to visit with a bunch of great celebrities today that have appeared on the show once or twice. And, you know, some of them have passed. Some of them have gone on. Leslie Nielsen, the comedian, Dom DeLuise. Rue McClanahan has passed. Jonathan Winters. Davy Jones of the Monkees. Dr. Joyce Brothers. Peter Falk. Dick Van Patten. And, you know, our very own Joy Turner. You may remember as our animal communicator. Yeah, she has passed on. But we've put in a hat here. We have a hat in the studio. We've all listed our favorite moments here at Animal Radio, some of the best interviews. And we're going to pick out of the hat today and just play a bunch of them if we can. You see, I'm a little verklempt already. We've had over 1,500 guests, over 1,000 celebrities. The first one was Gary Berghoff, Radar of MASH, who is still around with us, by the way. Bob Barker holds the record of being on the show 14 times. Also joining us today, some of the cast and crew of Animal Radio. Vlade, the world-famous Russian dog wizard, is with us. Hi, Vlade.
Hi, my dear. I'm so excited to be here today with you. I just cannot even believe that I'm here. And I'm talking to my friends and to the Dr. Davey and all the crew.
Vlade, my buddy. Well, it's such a pleasure to chat with you after so long, Vlade.
I know. It's always such a pleasure to chat with celebrities. So I feel you.
You're a riot. And I know you've been saving tons of critters' lives by turning them into better behaved and more socialized doggies. So, I know you've been a busy gentleman.
And Alan Cable is also here.
Hey, hi, Alan.
Oh, man. I need to come in for my physical.
Your physical?
Yes. I need to be probed.
You need to be probed. Well, you better watch it, because you come into my office, you might get more than you ask for.
Are you in Washington?
I'm in Washington State, very successful with my bird feed taste testing company.
Bird feed taste testing. Wow, that's good. You really made a step up there, didn't you?
I really, really. Since I've left the show, everything has been fantastic for me.
We're going to kick off. I'm going to pick my interview as the first one, if that's okay. Regina the wig maker. Regina is a very elderly lady. She makes wigs for dogs.
Very colorful.
Yes, wigs for dogs. Just in case your dog ever needs a wig, this lady makes them. Here she is on Animal Radio.
Ruth Regina is on the phone. Is she on the phone?
She is.
Did we lose her? Oh,
no.
She's online too?
Yes.
Hi, Ruth.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Can you hear me?
Yes, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm having a lot of fun.
You're on you're like at a New York gift show right now?
I am. It's the International Gift Show, and we're launching off our doggy wigs. We have all kinds of wigs here.
Doggy wigs. Okay. I'm looking at some pictures of these doggy wigs right now. They are absolutely adorable. First thing I got to ask you is...
Yes.
How did you think of this? Do you have a dog of your own and you said that it needed a wig? How did this idea come up?
Oh, well, I've been a wig maker. In fact, we're 8 generations of wig making. And many years ago, I made a wig for my niece Marlena's Basset Hound. That was just for an Easter ensemble. And that was it. I didn't think anything about making dog wigs, not at that time. But now I went to a pet shop and I saw the diamond tiaras and work clothes, bridal clothes being carried around in Chanel bags. And I said, oh my God, this is the dog's time. I said, why not a wig?
Wow.
And I designed one, and I thought it looked pretty. pretty good. And someone put a little squib in the paper about it, and it was picked up by Getty's Image, and it went all over the world. And that's when the Dave Letterman show found out about that, and they had me on their show as a guest. It was fun. And then I thought, oh my goodness, people were calling me to make wigs for their dog. So I started a production company, and I'm making wigs for dogs, and I have a selection of around 15 different types of wigs. And having the experience of making custom-made wigs, I put all my feeling into it for comfort, that they'd be lightweight.
Oh, good.
And that they'd be look just like the effort we would put in to making a wig like some of my clients are Jennifer Lopez. I've made them for Naomi Campbell. And they've been on the heads for Picture magazine. Among my clients, Heidi Klum and Katie Moss, to mention a few.
Now, what kind of wig did Heidi Klum ask for her dog?
No, this isn't for her dog. Oh. I make them for her stylist that uses them on her for photo shoots.
Oh, okay. Now, if I wanted to get a wig for my dog, what kind of selection would I have to choose from? What kind of selection?
Oh, I have a selection. It's my website is in construction at the present time.
Uh-huh.
There are some up there, but you... hello?
Yes, I'm right here.
You've seen them in the Daily News today.
Uh-huh.
Those are some of my collection, and I have quite a few more.
Now, I see one that actually looks like Jennifer Lopez. it looks like a Jennifer Lopez wig. Is that what it is?
I don't know which one you have reference to.
Oh, I wish I was right
but
there.
These can be restyled anyway, just like a person's own hair. They could be made like Joe the Bartender or Beatles or anyway.
I like the dreadlocks.
There's a Rasta dreadlock.
Oh, yes. I think they're darling.
Oh, absolutely. How long?
And the dogs seem to be very happy wearing them.
Yeah, they do. The dogs like them.
Oh, yes, they do. And I have a sexy hairpiece for a sexy dog.
Uh-huh.
It's called the Peek-a-Bow Wow. It comes over one eye, just a little. And it just has that cute come-hither look.
Yeah, I actually see that look. That's what Judy looks like right now, actually. Now, the dogs don't mind. Can you change wigs, like a different wig for every day, right?
Well, their mommies can change their wigs to match their own outfits.
We
make them in all colors.
What do you make the hair out of? I don't know how wigs are made. How do you make the hair?
I can't hear you. What did you say?
How do you make the hair? Is it real hair that you use, or is it...
No, for these, we're using synthetic.
Okay.
But we're also going to be making custom-made wigs out of European hair.
Wow. Okay. Well, this is very exciting. Yes, I'm glad that you're now serving the dogs. Now, any thoughts about making wigs for cats at all?
Sir, I didn't hear what you said. The phone is kind of cracking up.
Yeah, you know what? That's actually how I talk. It's not the phone.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I have a call on the other line, and they say they want to know if you're ever going to make cat wigs.
What did you say about a cat wig?
Yeah, are you going to ever make wigs for cats, for felines?
Well, I did try one of them on my cat.
Uh-huh.
And she had it on. She was walking around with it for an hour or so.
Uh-huh.
And she didn't seem to mind.
Oh, very good.
There right, there you go. Ruth Regina on Animal Radio. I believe she's crossed the Rainbow Bridge. Is that? Do we know that for sure?
She would be over 100 if she were still alive, so yeah. I don't think she's with us anymore.
Okay. Listen, we're going to take a quick break. We got news at the bottom of the hour. We've got Dick Van Patten on the way. We've got Donny Osmond on the way. Davy Jones, Paul Reiser, Ed Asner. And then, Lori, you're going to do a quick check of the news like you usually do. What do you got coming up for this hour?
Something to celebrate. A state has, they're awaiting the governor's signature, but has finally pushed past the finish line, a bill to make declawing cats against the law.
Okay.
First state to do it.
I love that. I absolutely love that. Yeah. Stick around for this very special finale show of Animal Radio. The gang is all here. We've got Vladdy the world famous Russian dog wizard, Alan Cable, Dr. Debbie, Joey Villani, Lori Brooks, Judy Francis, and even Ladybug the studio stunt dog is here. Stick around.
Check out Animal Radio highlights. All the good stuff without the blah, blah, blah. Browse on over to animalradio.pet.
It's a Young and the Restless weekend. We've had and are having three of the...
Hi, this is Richard Karn from Home Improvement and Air Buddies, and you're listening to Animal Radio. Now remember...
Spay and neuter.
Yeah, okay.
Hi, this is Michelle Stafford from the Young and the Restless. On radio, I'm sorry, Radio Animal?
Animal Radio.
Oh, my God.
Unless you're dyslexic.
Animal Radio, spay and neuter your pets. That's hard for me to say. Okay.
Don't forget you can get your fix of Animal Radio anytime you want with the Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android. Download it now. It's made possible by Fear-Free Happy Homes, helping your pets live their happiest, healthiest, fullest lives at home, at the vet, and everywhere in between.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device, it's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-451-4807. 800-451-4807. 800-451-4807. That's 800-451-4807.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. That's old news. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, you now have tons of options. Save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect. We scan your location and offer you the best TV and internet options. And we always have specials and promotions. So when you call, ask about that. Take 5 minutes of your time. Make this free call now and learn how to save money and get better internet and TV for your home anywhere in the U.S. Make this simple and free call now.
800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Do you have a debt problem? Well, now you can finally do something about those collection calls. You can only avoid your mail and the phone for so long. That's why you need to call the Debt Solutions Network. We have agents standing by right now to assist you with your debt problems. Credit card debt, collection accounts, medical bills, and repossessions. Call now for relief.
800-245-1583. 800-245-1583. That's 800-245-1583.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-434-5019. 800-434-5019. 800-434-5019. That's 800-434-5019.